Part 2 Platform Reality Check. The biggest mistake authors make during periods of change is assuming all platforms behave the same way. They don't. Each platform operates under a different risk philosophy, shaped by its market position, legal exposure, and business model. Understanding these differences turns frustration into strategy. 1. Amazon Smart AI and Trust-Based Filtering. Amazon is not lenient. It is selective at scale. Its advantage lies in deep behavioral data across millions of titles, long-term author profiling, context-aware AI review, the ability to escalate complex cases to human review when necessary. Amazon does not primarily judge a single keyword, a single category, a single title. It evaluates patterns, author consistency, catalog coherence, reader behavior, historical compliance. This is why complex technical books can survive. Long-form professional content can scale. Authors with catalogs gain resilience over time. Amazon's system is not perfect, but it is adaptive. That adaptability is why it continues to dominate. 2. Ingram Selective, Conservative, Print-Oriented. Ingram operates under a different logic. Its core mission is institutional distribution. Libraries, academic buyers, bookstores, educational systems. This shapes its behavior. Print-first mindset, conservative content acceptance, preference for leadership, culture, education, and general nonfiction. Cautious handling of highly technical, equation-heavy, or specialized engineering material. Ingram is not hostile to innovation. It is hostile to risk it cannot validate easily. For authors, this means print works better than digital-first experiments. Clarity beats ambition. Framing matters more than technical depth. 3. XIN12 conservative but trusted in Europe. XIN12 represents a rare category. Modest scale. High institutional trust in European markets. Conservative internal filtering. Its strengths. Stability. Careful compliance. Acceptance by European distribution partners. Its weaknesses. Technical limitations. Slower processing. Less flexible handling of edge cases. XIN12 works best for professional nonfiction, leadership, culture, operational thinking, carefully framed technical topics. It is not built for volume. It is built for control. 4. Street Lib Overfiltered, Losing Channels. Street Lib's challenges stem from imbalance. In an attempt to protect distribution partners, it leaned heavily into aggressive pre-filtering, conservative exclusion rules, uniform risk treatment across very different platforms. The result? False positives, delays, channel loss in some regions, author frustration. Street Lib's issue is not trust. It is overcorrection. Filtering is safest when intelligent. Filtering is damaging when blind. 5. Kobo Closed System Behavior. Kobo behaves less like a distributor and more like a controlled ecosystem. Characteristics include limited transparency, strong internal moderation, narrow tolerance for ambiguity, preference for mainstream, consumer-facing content. This makes Kobo predictable for certain genres, difficult for technical, professional, or experimental works, resistant to edge case titles. Kobo is not broken. It is simply closed by design. 6. Apple Books Moderate, Stable, Selective. Apple Books occupies a middle ground. Its approach is conservative but rational. Selective without being hostile. Focused on presentation, legitimacy, and clarity. Apple values professional framing, clean metadata, coherent positioning, author credibility. It is not optimized for mass experimentation, but it rewards well-structured nonfiction, thought leadership, carefully positioned professional books. 7. Google Play search-driven, niche-oriented. Google Play does not behave like a bookstore. It behaves like a search engine with a catalog. Key traits: discoverability driven by search intent, long tail niche performance, less emphasis on storefront curation, more emphasis on metadata and relevance. Google Play favors practical guides, problem-solving content, evergreen informational works. It is not a volume winner, but it is a steady niche engine. 8. Barnes & Noble legacy retail logic. Barnes & Noble remains shaped by its physical retail heritage. This means conservative filtering, preference for traditional nonfiction, lower tolerance for ambiguity, modest digital sales volume. However, its standards are consistent. Its behavior is predictable. Its role remains relevant for certain categories. Barnes & Noble is not fast, but it is stable. Market share industrial data. Amazon. Multiple industry analyses suggest that Amazon dominates global ebook distribution, frequently estimated at over two-thirds of the market, and even higher in English-language nonfiction. This dominance explains why Amazon's review systems have evolved into multi-layered, trust-based AI models rather than rigid keyword filters. Kobo. Kobo's market share remains comparatively small, often estimated at 2-4% globally, but with strong regional pockets in Canada and parts of Europe. This smaller scale partially explains its conservative and sometimes opaque content acceptance behavior. Apple Books. Apple Books operates as a secondary but stable ecosystem, with a modest global share yet a consistent presence among professional and academic readers. Google Play Books. Google Play's market share is smaller than Amazon's, but its discovery model relies heavily on search intent rather than storefront algorithms, creating niche but persistent revenue streams. Ingram. Ingram Content Group does not compete in consumer market share, but instead operates as the largest global print distribution backbone, serving over 39,000 retailers, libraries, and institutions worldwide. Audible is widely recognized as the dominant audiobook marketplace, often estimated to exceed 60% of global audiobook sales, particularly in English-language nonfiction. 9. Draft 2 Digital Scale First Aggregation Under Vendor Pressure. Draft 2 Digital was built on a powerful premise: simplifying wide distribution at scale. For many years, this worked exceptionally well. Its strengths historically included fast onboarding, minimal upfront filtering, broad vendor reach, author-friendly interface. However, as platform risk sensitivity increased after 2023, Draft 2 Digital found itself in a structurally difficult position. Unlike platform owners, aggregators do not control final acceptance. They operate between authors and increasingly cautious vendors. As pressure from distribution partners grew, the aggregation model faced a critical challenge: how to protect vendor relationships while managing massive catalog volume. The observable result has been increased reliance on post-submission review, reactive enforcement triggered by vendor feedback, account-level actions instead of title-level filtering, limited transparency due to downstream dependencies. This does not indicate bad intent or incompetence. It reflects the difficulty of operating a scale-first aggregation model in a risk-averse environment. Draft 2 Digital remains valuable for established backlists, stable, mainstream nonfiction, authors with low-risk catalogs. But it is less suited for experimental publishing, rapid iteration, edge case or highly specialized content. Its model prioritizes distribution breadth, not selective positioning. 10. Subscription and institutional networks, libraries, education, and access platforms. Examples: Everend, formerly Scribd, library networks, educational access platforms, regional institutional distributors. Why this category matters. These platforms are neither open marketplaces nor traditional retailers. They operate under a very different logic. Institutional risk tolerance. Content licensing, not ownership. Reader access models instead of unit sales. Strong internal curation. Key characteristics. Highly selective intake. Preference for leadership, culture, professional development, strategic and conceptual nonfiction. Lower tolerance for highly technical manuals, automotive slash engineering heavy titles, rapidly iterated or experimental books. Why authors misunderstand them. Many authors assume if a book sells well on Amazon, it should be accepted everywhere. That assumption fails here. These platforms ask, is this book suitable for long-term access? Does it serve broad professional learning, not niche problem solving? Can it be licensed without reputational or legal ambiguity? Strategic value for authors. These platforms do not generate explosive revenue, but build presence, credibility, and long-term discovery. Reward authors with coherent catalogs, not isolated titles. They are not growth engines. They are stability anchors. 11 Book Baby high activation cost, low strategic flexibility. Book Baby operates under a service-first model, not a scale-first or platform-native model. Its structure is built around high upfront setup costs. Paid activation for each format, ebook, print, audio. Optional recurring or service-based fees. This model works best for single-title authors, one-off projects, authors seeking hands-on services rather than long-term systems. However, for authors managing large or evolving catalogs, the model introduces friction. Hypertitle activation cost. Limited iteration flexibility. Cost escalation when testing formats or revisions. Book Baby is not unsuitable. It is simply designed for a different author profile, one focused on individual releases rather than portfolio strategy. 12 Blurb direct selling platform, not an aggregator. Blurb has undergone a structural shift. While it previously offered broader aggregation options, it now functions primarily as a direct selling platform, a print production and fulfillment service, a storefront-based sales channel. Key characteristics. No longer operates as a full-service ebook aggregator. Focused on direct-to-consumer sales. Best suited for visual books, design-heavy titles, photo and art publications. Blurb's strength is presentation and fulfillment, not wide distribution. For authors seeking broad retail reach, institutional placement, multi-channel ebook presence, Blurb is complementary, not central. Its value lies in direct sales, not aggregation. 13 Lulu direct publishing with paid digital distribution. Lulu operates under a hybrid but cost-sensitive model. Key traits. Strong print-on-demand infrastructure. Distribution of print books through Ingram. Ebook distribution available with a per-title fee. Notable considerations. Ebook distribution requires a per-book fee, e.g., $4.99. Print distribution depends on Ingram's acceptance rules. No advanced discovery or metadata optimization layer. Lulu works best as a print production platform, a direct sales channel, a supplemental distribution option. It is less suitable as a primary ebook aggregator, a high iteration testing environment, a portfolio scale publishing engine. 14 Why platforms diverge instead of converge. Platforms are not moving toward a single model. They are specializing. Each one optimizes for its legal exposure, its audience expectations, its operational constraints. For authors, this means one-size-fits-all publishing is obsolete. Platform awareness is now a professional skill. Strategy beats distribution breadth. Closing part 2, what this tells us. Across platforms, aggregators, and service providers, one pattern is clear. There is no single best solution. Each system optimizes for risk tolerance, cost structure, scale or selectivity, author involvement level. Platforms reward clarity. Aggregators struggle with volume pressure. Service-based models trade flexibility for control. The intelligent author does not ask, which platform is best? They ask, which platform fits this book in this phase of my catalog?